Now the assembly is called to order. Your Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, Ambassadors, delegates from all over the world, our Director General, Regional Directors, ADGs, colleagues, and ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank all the member states of this august body for their decision and trust and electing me as the president of the 66th World Health Assembly. I'm truly honored and touched. Thank you very much indeed. I also like to express my appreciation to my predecessor, Professor Thiers Ndri Yoman of Cote d'Ivoire, for her contribution to the last World Assembly. My appreciation also goes to Dr. Andre Usatil, Republic of Moldova, for opening this 66th World Assembly in her absence. I shall deliver the customary presidential address later today. We shall now continue with our work. We shall now turn to the nomination of the offices of the Vice President of the World Health Assembly. I should recall that since a delegate from a member of the Western Pacific region has filled this post of President, it would be equitable to choose the Vice President from among delegates coming from other five WHO regions. In that regard, following proposals has been received. From African region, Dr. Jose V. Diaz Bandram from Angola. From American region, Dr. Frances Debepal Guillaume from Haiti. From Eastern Mediterranean region, Dr. Ahmed bin Mohammed bin Obaid Al Saidi from Oman. And from European region, Dr. Raisa Bogatyova from Ukraine. And from Sierra region, Mr. Biti Ada Merik from Nepal. From the Western Pacific region, well, myself. this proposal acceptable to this assembly? In the absence of any objections, I take it that it is the wish of the House Assembly to elect by acclamation the five delegates mentioned for the post of Vice President of the 66th World Assembly. Now, I shall now determine by lot the order in which the Vice President shall be requested to serve should the President be unable to act in between sessions. The name of the five Vice President have been written down on five separate sheets of paper, which I'm going to draw by lot.
Is this one?
Yeah, okay.
One at a time.
One at a time. The first one is Dr. Joseph Vidias van Dunham from Angola. The second one is Dr. Ahmed bin Obaid Al Saidi from Oman. Third one is Mr. Bidyada Malik from Nepal.
This is the first one.
The fourth one is Dr. Riza Bogatyov from Ukraine.
Last one.
The last one, Dr. Florence Dupeval Guillaume from Haiti. There'll be a seating arranged for the Vice President up here on the stage to the right of the podium. I would suggest that the Vice President take their seats on the stage at the second plenary meeting, which will take place this morning immediately after the General Committee's first meeting. We shall now turn to the election of the Chairman of the main committees. For the office of Chairman of the Committee A, Dr. Walter Gwenegal of Liberia has been proposed. Is this proposal acceptable to you? Thank you. In the absence of any objections, I take it that it is a wish of the House Assembly to elect Dr. Gwenegal as Chairman of Committee A. For the office of Chairman of Committee B, Mrs. Catherine Tyson of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland has been proposed. Is this proposal acceptable to you? Thank you again. In absence of any objections, I take it that it is the wish of the House Assembly to elect Mrs. Tyson as Chairperson, Chairman of Committee B. We shall now proceed to the election of 17 members of the General Committee in accordance with Rule 29 of the Rules of Procedure. General Committee consists of the President, Vice President, the Chairman of Main Committees, and 17 delegates to be elected by the Assembly. In order to have an equitable geographical distribution of the General Committee, I propose that the Assembly elect remaining members of the General Committee as follows. Four members from the African region. Now I read? Not yet. Four members states from the African region, four member states from the region of America, two member states from East Mediterranean region, four member states from European region, one member state from Southeast Asian region, two members from the Western Pacific region. You have before you and the white paper proposals for the nomination of 17 other members of the General Committee. I shall repeat this proposal by region. From Africa, Namibia, Rwanda, Sao Tome and Principe, and South Africa. From American region, Chile, Cuba, Honduras, and the United States of America. Eastern Mediterranean region, Iraq, and Yemen. From European region, France, Ireland, Kazakhstan, Russian Federation. From Southeast Asian region, Thailand. And from Western Pacific region, China and Fiji. Does the assembly agree with these 17 proposals? I see no objection. I take it therefore that it is a wish of the assembly to elect these members as members of General Committee. It is so decided. Thank you very much. We have now completed our business. May I express my thanks to all of you for your cooperation. Now, for your information, the General Committee will hold its first meeting upon the adjournment of this meeting, and members of the committee should proceed to room 12. Room 12 is located on the floor of this building in the corridor leading to the new building. May I remind you that according to Rule 30 of the Rules of Procedure, attendance at the General Committee is limited to its members and to not more than one member of each delegation to the House Assembly not represented thereon. The next plenary meeting will be held here in this room this morning at 11 o'clock or immediately upon conclusion of the General Committee. The meeting is adjourned.